I remember reading about an early European missionary working among a Native American tribe in the Northeast. This would have been in the 17th century sometime. In a letter, he advised a colleague that life with the Indians was difficult, in part because, after a big breakfast, no one ate until sundown. There was simply no lunch to be had, barely a pause from the day's activities. Eat big at dawn, he counseled, albeit in more formal terms. Those old Europeans loved their lunch, particularly the English, producers of the word luncheon. So when Minnesota was settled by successive waves of different immigrant groups, you better believe lunch was served. For centuries, lunch has been a mastication staple here on the continent. It's a midday break, a social occasion, and even an infusion of energy. In parts of the world, and parts of the state, lunch is still called dinner. We call supper dinner in our house. I've heard some people call lunch supper. People pretty much leave breakfast alone, except when it's mated with lunch, for brunch. Makes me want to eat one giant meal each day called Suppenfest. In modern times, lunch is tricky business. For starters, lunch is the social arbiter of our entire socioeconomic system, beginning with kindergarten. Hot lunch or cold lunch? If cold, what's in there? Is it a decent juice box or just a sandwich? Hot lunch? Free? Reduced? Or do your parents live up there on the hill? Oh, brother, it's all right there at the lunch table, even if it takes you a few years to figure it out. Once you find your place in the lunchroom, they spit you out into the world to find your own lunch. And damn if a lot of tasty lunches don't become available, just as your metabolism shifts down into a towing gear. Part of our problem is that the modern economy, especially here in America, calls on us to work harder, burning fewer calories. We sit, type, perform repetitive tasks, swipe cards, and brainstorm. One Whopper would keep us for a few days, but that's not how we do things. For those of us who struggle to fit into the same pants all year round, lunch is a daily reckoning. What's it gonna be, Jumbo? One slice of cheese on that sandwich? Use the mustard instead of the butter? Count those pretzels. The serving size is on the bag, yo. You want something hot? You want a hot, healthy lunch? They have cookbooks for that. Special ones. These are modern problems. If you look at the time, you'll see it's just about lunchtime. Hope you can rustle up something good. I plan to.